Effort to create so-called prosperity states across the country comes to Arizona today. Economist Steve Moore, a national spokesman for Compact for America, is talking to members of the state legislature this morning, and he joins me. So, Steve, what are prosperity states? What exactly are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about a state that designates certain areas within the state, normally economically depressed areas, sometimes inner cities, sometimes rural areas that have been left behind, that are designated areas where you can reduce regulation, reduce taxation, reduce other costs that allow these areas to redevelop so that you can bring jobs and incomes and families back. And this is something that has been tried over the years and has been successful. And I would love to see it done in Arizona, as I'd like to see many other states follow suit.
Why do you think Arizona might be a good place to try this?
Well, because Arizona has been a very prosperous state over the last 20 years in terms of your growth, but there are also a lot of areas that have not seen the development. And these are tending to be minority areas. Some of the rural areas have been hard hit and never really felt the effects of the recovery. And those areas need a chance to rebound. And I think the way to do that is to take some of the weights of government off of their back. And look, if we want to reduce income inequality and we want to provide opportunity for everyone, let's provide some special help for the worst, the hardest hit areas of the country and the hardest hit areas of the state.
So what specifically would these prosperity districts do differently? Like what kind of tax reform, what kind of regulatory reform?
Well, they would have on the regulation. It would be all sorts of regulations, whether it's some of the, labor regulations, some of the environmental regulations on taxes. It would be some of the relief from income taxes, possibly if we had some federal legislation, possibly some payroll tax relief, so that it becomes more economical for businesses to relocate. You also need in a lot of these areas, you need better safety and protection and need to keep the, get rid of crime and better public services. And all of those things I found in my research, when you have a prosperity zone that the government has really made a commitment to helping develop, you can see a pretty fast turnaround in a lot of these areas.
How does it work logistically as far as a particular zone or a part of the state that has, for example, different regulatory environment or different taxing environment than the rest of the state?
Well, the way these arrangements work is that the legislature designates these areas as specially distressed areas. By the way, they don't necessarily have to be distressed, but I believe most of them would be areas where you have low incomes and very few jobs and a lot of people in poverty. And you provide special exemptions for that area because you place a high priority in allowing these places to redevelop. And so we believe that over 10 or 15 year period, it takes a little time to bring back economic growth to these areas, but you could see, significant rises in income. You could see, an increase in housing. By the way, when we talked about, some of the regulations, housing regulations and zoning regulations and so on, that oftentimes restrict the ability to build new housing at economical costs, those can be things that inhibit redevelopment as well. So the idea is to try to bring prosperity to places in the state that haven't felt the recovery. And the evidence from the last 20 years were these kinds of things that used to be called enterprise zones in an earlier incarnation. And we had some success with that, but then they kind of went away. This is slightly different because they are state legislative districts, and the legislature would designate which city blocks and what areas, what counties would be affected. They could be areas small, as little as maybe four square blocks, or they could potentially even be an entire city or county.
What's the advantage of doing it this way as opposed to just trying to convince legislatures and governors to loosen regulations across the board and change, tax structures across the board?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think the answer is that, there is often resistance to these kinds of changes on a statewide basis. And what our hope would be, and one of the things that we hope if these renewal zones and districts are approved, is that they become showcases for what can happen if you loosen regulation and you lighten the burden of taxation. And if you can show that it can work in some of the you know, worst areas in terms of economic development, then we could say, well, why not make the whole state an enterprise zone, so to speak? And so we think you start with the worst first, though, because that's what a lot of state legislators, they say, well, look, we don't want to provide tax relief for everybody, but people who are really financially distressed, we want to help them first.
Part of your effort in talking to Arizona is to get the state to approve this as a whole.
Yes.
You're talking to other states as well. What is the purpose? What is, I guess, the goal behind getting a number of states to all sign on to this?
Well, the idea is that you could then have what's called a compact, and this is part of the Constitution. And a compact is an arrangement among states where they can essentially override some of the federal rules if they have a compact. And you're going to need congressional, you know, U.S. congressional approval of that. But this is a multi-step process. But the first step is to get the Arizona legislature to allow some of these designated areas to begin. And incidentally, people say, well, we can't. One of the complaints that I've heard is, gee, we can't afford the revenue loss of giving tax relief to some of these areas. And my response to that is, well, what are you talking about? A lot of these areas are so depressed, there is no revenue. You know, so you can't lose, you know, when there's no economic development, you're not going to lose revenue if new development comes in, because it wouldn't have been there otherwise. And then you have workers who are working, they're not on welfare, they're not collecting public benefits. And it actually can, in my opinion, actually reduce the burden of, you know, state finances, because you're now putting people into jobs, whereas they used to be, you know, on public assistance.
Do you think there might be less of a need for this on the state level, given some of the comments among Republican leaders in Congress and those of the incoming Trump administration?
Oh, I think they go hand in hand. I've been doing some work with the Trump team, and I helped write Donald Trump's tax plan that will be debated over the months to come. But I think, you know, if you do the Trump plan on the national level, I think it will certainly help in states like Arizona. But then, you know, you can have more of a micro targeting of, you know, we're really talking about areas where you have high levels of poverty, poor schools, very little new business development. You know, again, places that were almost left behind in this recovery. And I've been around the country, I have to say, there are a lot of areas like that. I think it's one of the reasons Donald Trump, frankly, won the election, because a lot of people feel like, yeah, if you live in Silicon Valley, it's a good economy, or if you live in Manhattan or Wall Street, it's a good economy, or Washington, D.C. But, you know, there's so many areas of the country, you know, a lot of working class towns, by the way, not just necessarily inner cities, that haven't seen that kind of economic development. And these people feel financially stressed out. I've seen them. I've met them. They feel that the politicians don't care about them, and that, you know, the American dream is dead. And what better way to bring back the American dream to these areas than bring jobs back, bring development back, and bring hope back?
Economist Steve Moore is a national spokesman for Compact for America. He's in Phoenix today to talk to state lawmakers about prosperity states and prosperity districts. Steve, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you for having me. Have a great day.